Pro-Palestinian protesters gather outside White House, fuck Joe Biden. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 8, 2024. Pro-Palestinian protesters gathered outside the White House for a rally on Saturday afternoon in protest of the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. Video footage posted to X showed protesters holding the Palestinian flag in a long, red banner wrapping around the outside of the White House. Protesters could be heard chanting, "Fuck Joe Biden," as others were seen holding signs that said, "Free all Palestinian political prisoners. Stop the invasion. Hands off Rafah. And hands off Rafah. Ceasefire now." Video footage showed protesters forming a red line with a red banner around the White House. The so-called red line was reportedly meant to represent the red line that Israel's military had crossed by launching a military offensive operation in Rafah, Hamas's last stronghold. Several protesters could be heard chanting for Al-Qassam and Hezbollah to kill another soldier, and Zionist. "Al-Qassam make us proud," the protesters chanted. "Kill another soldier now. Hezbollah, Hezbollah. Kill another Zionist now." Several protesters were reported to have set off smoke bombs and could be heard chanting, "Biden, Biden, you can't hide. We charge you with genocide. Biden, Biden, we're not dead. The Intifada's just begun," the protesters said. The pro-Palestinian protest came the same day the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, revealed that four hostages taken by Hamas had been rescued from two different locations in the Palestinian refugee camp of Nuseirat. Hamas attacked Israel by land, sea, and air on October 7, 2023, leaving 1,200 people murdered and more than 250 people taken as hostages. Since Hamas's attack, pro-Palestinian protests have increased. Throughout the month of April and into early May, protests and encampments popped up on university and college campuses throughout the nation as protesters called for universities to divest from Israeli companies that were profiting off Israel's war with Hamas, and called for a ceasefire and the ending of academic ties with educational institutions in Israel. President Joe Biden and his administration have faced increased criticism regarding their stance on the war between Israel and Hamas. Members of the Democrat Party, such as Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, have called for people to vote against Biden at the ballot box in November.